The UK is set to be exploring joining the USMCA free trade agreement between the US, Mexico and Canada. It's a recognition that the Biden administration will not start negotiations on a bilateral deal anytime soon. The UK is conducting negotiations around the world to replace its prior free trade treaty with the European Union. So far, it has struck deals with the EU, Japan and Australia. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says the two Koreas, the US and China, should declare an official end to the Korean War. Moon told the UN General Assembly this would be a key step towards an end to nuclear activity on the Korean Peninsula. The war, which ran from 1950 to 1953, ended in an armistice rather than a peace treaty. The FDA may decide as soon as Wednesday on whether to recommend Pfizer booster shots. That would set the stage for meetings between an advisory panel of the CDC this week. On Friday, an FDA advisory panel rejected a call for boosters for all adults. It instead recommended them for a narrower group of people aged 65 or older and other at-risk populations. Those parameters could be tweaked by the FDA. Johnson & Johnson says its booster shot prevents acute COVID infections. Company data showed that a second dose, given 2 months after the first, provides 100% protection against severe disease. Another study found the additional shot spurred a 12-fold increase in the production of COVID antibodies when given 6 months after the first. The FDA is yet to advise on J&J booster vaccines. Global news, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Bonnie Quinn, this is Bloomberg.